T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in now, Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, talk to us about the LSU's new defensive coordinator. Do you like the hire of Durante Jones?
I mean, I like the coaching tree. A lot of people have positive things to say about him in the coaching community. When asking around, people that know him speak highly of him, think that he's ready for this job. I think the key here for LSU moving forward could be pairing him with someone that maybe has some DC experience to kind of help get him acclimated to being a DC at this level. So, it seems like he checks a lot of the boxes. He's a player's coach. People on staff respect him. People around the coaching industry respect him. He brings an NFL pedigree. It makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways. And we'll have to see if it all pans out in the end.
Now, Jimmy, this day and age, you look, okay, what is our coverage doing? Almost the way the rules are structured, you can't afford to have, like, a mental bust. Physically, you can get beat. And if you look at LSU and the type of players that they recruit, you think they can get it done on the back end. But I know if you're not covering or doing your responsibilities on the back end, and now Corey Raymond with the corners, and, he's in charge of now, the safeties or the DBs. I mean, is that almost the route when you think about being a defensive coordinator? Now, you want to have top to bottom everyone, as far as the D-line, linebackers in the secondary. But maybe didn't you think Coach O also looked at, all I know is what we did in the secondary, man, we got freaking gashed.
Yeah, I think, today's game, it's a passing game, right? On the offensive side of the ball, we see a lot of the young coaches moving up. Our quarterback coaches, wide receiver coaches, coaches really involved in the passing game and those elements of the game. And it makes a lot of sense on the defensive side of the ball as well. I mean, the game's often won in the air these days. It's about putting points on the scoreboard. These two teams in the Super Bowl this weekend have two quarterbacks now, Tom Brady for decades, and now Pat Mahomes on record-breaking pace. And potential all-star, superstar status when all is said and done. So this is a passing game. It makes sense to have as many good minds on that back end teaching coverages, applying coverages, and things of that nature to slow down some of these offenses. Alabama still has a great running game. It's that passing game. Devontae Smith just won the Heisman Trophy as a wide receiver. So, yeah. I think it makes some sense to bring in somebody in the secondary and working on that back end. And now you go get an experienced front seven guy, whether it be a linebacker coach or a defensive line coach that can work on your run fits and become your running game coordinator of sorts and help fill that aspect of the position. So I think it could really work out long term if this indeed is the right guy and he's ready for this move in his career.
Now, Jimmy, you brought up linebackers in that front seven. Obviously, Coach O in his wheelhouse, he's been a D-line coach forever. And I look in that aspect of it, and how does it work out, not only sacks but quarterback pressures, and are you winning individual battles? But you look at David Aranda and coaching the linebackers. Where are we at right now as far as, like, the linebackers? Because it's not just a run stuff. It's not Dick Butkus. I mean, you have to be able to pass coverage as a linebacker. Because you really, hybrid type guys. You look like Patrick Queen, how he was kind of a tweener. You look with the Ravens, had a successful rookie year with Baltimore. But isn't it almost like that's just important as the secondary, as what are we doing as far as responsibility with the linebackers in coverage?
Yeah, I think it's a huge part of today's game. Those linebackers, I mean, naturally, that third linebacker has almost been replaced somewhat by a nickel in a lot of situations these days, right? And these nickels have become nickel hybrids. You see some of these safety/nickel types that are good in run support but can also cover. It's equally important to find linebackers that can play three downs. A lot of teams utilize running backs and tight ends more now than ever, and there's some really good athletes at those positions. And if you don't have a guy that can run and flip his hips and cover these guys in space, you're in trouble. So LSU's had some really good linebackers in recent years. The linebacker play this year was subpar by their standards, and now they're probably going to turn to some young guys on their roster to see if they can elevate that position group. And I think that linebacker hire, getting the right guy like a Blake Baker, defensive coordinator at Miami right now, was a defensive coordinator at La Tech for some time. A guy like that, bringing him in and bringing something to that coaching staff and help develop those young guys, because that's a key position on the defense, with the passing game and being able to play the run.
Jimmy Smith, publisher at TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, you mentioned Durante Jones. You like the coaching tree you come from, but what about, can he recruit? Is that going to be tested?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Generally, if you're a player's coach, you have a personality, right? You're able to connect with people, and those connections are really what recruiting is all about. And when you have that NFL pedigree, you have someone's attention. Ultimately, all these 16, 17-year-old guys, they're enamored with everything, the idea of being an NFL player. And so anytime he's going to be able to get on the phone with a prospect, they're going to listen. And if he has those communication skills, which it appears he does, if he's as liked as he is and the way people speak of him, it sounds like he shouldn't have an issue building those relationships with those players to help him on the recruiting trail. Ultimately, he's going to need some recruiting ties as well. But Ed Orgeron does a good job of filling his staff with recruiters that could open doors for him in certain regions and in certain high schools. So it sounds like he has the making of a potentially good recruiter, and it's ultimately going to play a big role. Dave Aranda was a really good linebacker recruiter. He's the one that brought in Jacob Phillips and a lot of these guys. He's going to have to come in now and recruit safeties and help assist along every level of that defense as a recruiter. So it'll be interesting to see how all that shakes out in time, but potentially he could be a very good recruiter.
Now, Jimmy, you know how the rules have changed. You look at college football, you look at the NFL. I mean, does that come into play? How do you have a vision to recruit a player, a hybrid type player like Chauncey Gardner Johnson, University of Florida, with the Saints? Because it seems like every team, I don't care if you're in the SEC or the NFL, that's the cat I want, because what are we going to ask him to do? Whether it's the swagger, the run support, giving him different responsibilities. It seems like, is that a new category, like a hybrid type? Well, he's too small to be a linebacker. He's tough enough. He can cover the slot receiver and all that. To me, that's the guy right now that is so valued, considering how the rules are structured, and looking for that type player.
Yeah, we see it on offense and defense. We see slot receivers and nickel corners, whatever you might want to call that position. We've seen Tyrann Mathieu play a lot of it. We've seen a lot of different types of guys fit that role. P.J. Williams for the Saints has been in and out of the nickel, those type of guys. So, it's become a huge portion. It's really become more valuable than the third linebacker for a lot of teams.
Yes.
And so, it's a starter now in a lot of situations. When the game's on the line, you're depending on that guy quite often. And there's a lot of dynamic slot receivers. Teams do a really good job now of moving their guys in and out and getting them in space and working inside and outside. So they're often match up with teams' number ones at times as well. So there's a lot there, and that's a key position moving forward. And LSU's had quite a few good ones over the years. It hasn't panned out exceptionally well the last couple of years. So I know that's a position group they're hoping to shore up moving forward.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. What's on the site, Jimmy?
Yeah, trying to stay up on all these coaching searches. You know, got a couple names on there that we think could be potential targets to fill some of these coaching spots. Always staying up on the recruiting stuff. You know, just had a recent commitment from LaTerrence Welsh. We produced a commitment video for him. He committed recently from Acadian High School. So all that information and more, always on the site, Tiger Details.
Jimmy, always a pleasure, man. Thanks. Good stuff.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.